And now hearing that that show is canceled, Brian Stelter's out front. I mean, Brian, what more are you learning about what is frankly a stunning announcement? When we were talking about it, just found out about it here in this commercial break, I said, wait, what? What? What just happened?
It really doesn't make any sense from the normal business logic of television goes like this. Stephen Colbert is the highest rated program in late night television. He beats his competitors. He's been going at it for 10 years, and frankly, he's been on a hot streak lately. So by the business logic of television, normally he would be in a very safe spot. However, CBS says this is a financial decision given the difficulties with the entire late night sector. And there is some truth to that explanation. I reported a couple years ago about the Late Late Show ending with James Corden because it wasn't profitable anymore. So there might be some rationale to this CBS announcement, but almost everybody upon hearing about this is connecting it to the Paramount settlement from 2 weeks ago. Because as you said, it was just 2 weeks ago that President Trump struck a deal with the parent of CBS, that $16 million settlement. Of course, Trump later said that there were other terms on top of the $16 million. He referenced getting public service announcements from CBS, for example. And all this comes as one owner of CBS, Sherry Redstone, is about to hand off to a new owner, David Ellison, and his company, Skydance Media. There have been speculation raging online for the last 2 weeks about whether Skydance was going to try to push Colbert out. In fact, this had been such a hot topic that Colbert came back from vacation on Monday and he made jokes about it. He said he had a new mustache and so the new owners wouldn't be able to find him. So on Monday, Colbert was joking about possibly being in danger. On Wednesday, he found out his show was being canceled. Today, he announced it. And this all takes effect next May, Aaron. So he does have one more season. But this means one of the staunchest Trump critics on television will be leaving.